Well, is an ill-fitted sports bra standing between you and your sport? That's the question my next guest wants all women to ask themselves, whether they're playing social sport or exercising for fitness, and certainly if they're an elite athlete. I'd love to hear your thoughts on how your undergarments either help or hinder your progress on the field, on the courts, wherever that may be. Let me know on 0418 226 576. Associate Professor Deirdre McGee is a breast health researcher and physiotherapist from the University of Wollongong and has spent years looking into how sports bras can assist women in sport, but also why a sports bra that's ill-fitted or unsuited to someone's body type can do more harm than good. Deirdre, welcome.
Welcome, thank you.
Now, Deirdre, most women probably see sports bras as just another type of underwear, but you're really keen for us to reframe that, to think of them as a piece of sports apparel. Why this distinction? Why does it matter?
Because when a woman exercises, particularly when she's performing a sport that involves running, jumping, and forceful arm movements, her breasts move relative to her trunk. And that movement is associated with breast pain, and it also affects the posture and movement of the upper torso. And now we've also found the lower torso. So the lower limb will be affected by the changes that occur to the upper body.
Yeah, wow. So a poorly fitted sports bra might not just be uncomfortable, but with what you're saying here, it actually can create risk to the body. I imagine it could create injury from that. What sort of potential injuries are women experiencing through the lack of an ill-fitting bra? Can you talk us through that?
Well, what we've known for a very long time is that an ill-fitting bra will affect the posture of the upper torso, and from those postural changes that will occur, that puts a woman at greater risk of getting overuse injuries to her shoulder and neck, back and shoulder pain. But this recent research by the University of Memphis has found that when they land, the changes in the upper body affect the way they land in their lower limb, and the way they land is similar to the way people land when they tear their ACL.
Wow. So there's a direct link between, say, ACL injuries and even ankle injuries and the incorrect undergarments.
Well, it could put them at greater risk of getting any injury that they can occur from the way they land in their whole lower limb.
Yeah, right. And is that why, you know, we've seen some anecdotal evidence of women, some soccer players or football players getting more ACL injuries? Are they looking into that as a cause?
Well, it's one factor of many factors that would put women at a higher risk of ACL injuries compared to males. And we know that women are 8 times more likely to tear their ACL compared to male athletes.
Wow. Okay. So you've looked at this research and you've also developed an app that women can use to help select and fit the right bra. Tell me a little bit about that. And how do you know if, you know, you don't have access to this app or whatever, how do you know if you've got the right fitting bra?
Well, what our research has found is that both adolescent and adult females tend not to use professional bra fitters. They don't get their bras fitted. So that's why we need to educate them how to do it themselves, because that's the way they buy bras. And the app is meant to be a shopping guide. So you take it with you when you shop, and you'll walk into either a department store or some type of bra shop, and you may see 150 bras. How can you narrow that down to choose bras that are suitable for your breast size and the sport that you're involved in? So it's meant to guide women what features to look for in a high support sports bra and how to tell if that bra fits.
So what are some of those? Can you explain what some of those tips are if someone, you know, doesn't have access to the internet or an app? I mean, what are some take-home tips that our listeners can take away from this chat?
So when you run, your breasts will move up and down, and we call that breast bounce. And if you think about the higher a ball goes up in the air, the further it's got to come down. So you've got to cover your whole breast to stop the upward movement as well as the downward movement. So any bra that you wear has to cover your whole breast tissue. And I think what women don't realise is how high their breasts are up on their chest wall. So that's nearly up to your collarbone is how high your breasts are up on your chest wall. And the bra band is the primary support for the mass of your breast. So the band's got to be really strong, firm, elastic. And then the straps of the bra are a secondary support, so they've got to be wide, strong, elastic. So no thin straps or multiple layers of thin straps. So the strap, the band, and the cup needs to be supportive, made of strong material that's soft on your skin, so it's nice to feel.
I'm speaking with Associate Professor Deirdre McGee, who is a breast health researcher and physiotherapist from the University of Wollongong. Deirdre, is this app just for individuals to go out and help them guide the right fitting sports bra, or can it be used by, say, coaches and trainers or club physios even that can help guide women in the right direction?
Absolutely. Like, we strongly encourage everybody to use this as an information source. It's all evidence-based information, and it's endorsed by the Australian Institute of Sport, and it's free. So, you know, it makes sense to use a resource that's backed by evidence.
I guess, you know, listening to speak to you about this, it's not entirely surprising that people who might play, you know, a casual game of tennis when they go on holidays, or might casually run once a week or something like that, might be wearing ill-fitted sports bras. But what about when it comes to, and I'm not saying that that's okay, but what about when it comes to an elite level? We know in, you know, women's football, in AFL and tennis, where you have direct consulting experience, is this a priority issue that they're talking about and dealing with?
Well, in elite sport, you're always looking for 1% that will maximise performance. And in elite sport, your performance is number one. So therefore, all elite athletes should be wearing high support, well-fitting sports bras. It's a very easy way to optimise your performance by maximising your breast support.
So I know that you've done some work with some elite tennis players last year. What did you find about the garments that they were wearing? I mean, these are those pro elite athletes that you would assume are getting it right to get that extra 1% out of their performance.
I think elite athletes are underutilising what they could achieve through breast support, whether it's tennis, whether it's cricket, whether it's league, whether it's union, whether it's AFL. Like, I've looked at all of these sports, and consistently at the elite level, female athletes are not wearing bras that will optimise their performance.
So what's your aim from here? I mean, you've got the app, obviously, but it's a long way to go. How much does education, best practice on the issue go towards making changes?
Absolutely. This is where our research is moving at Breast Research Australia, where there's substantial evidence that from a upper body movement and muscle strength point of view, running efficiency, and now decreased risk of injury for landing performance, that all females are wearing high support bras. So now we're looking at how can we change the policy in women's sport that sports bras are seen as sporting equipment, and how can we best educate athletes so that they change their bra-wearing behaviour.
Where do you start with that latter one, how athletes change their behaviours?
We've taken a two-prong approach. With elite sport, we're training sports physiotherapists who are already integrated and associated with sporting teams to take on this role to educate athletes. And the reason why we've gone down that path is because this is a sensitive topic. It's not like we can just bombard in and start addressing the breast support of female athletes. It's a sensitive issue. And so, therefore, to take a clinical approach and to use physiotherapists who are already associated with teams, who athletes trust and can provide ongoing care and also no conflict of interest.
Yeah, a great start. We are out of time, but thank you, Associate Professor Deirdre McGee.